So ordered, the committee on budget and appropriations with a proper quorum present. Chairman Ryan is on the way, and we'll be meeting jointly with him. He has no objection that we start with the five items for discussion. And from the for the record,
here you go, Sheila.
Morning, Marion Pompas, Associate Engineer.
All right, and for in the interest of time, these are five items that pertain to your department. If you could go one by one, but we'll entertain all of them at once.
Okay. Items 4562 and 4563. 4562 is an item to act for a resolution to set a public hearing to add a single-family residential parcel to the Peekskill Sanitary Sewer District. Item 4563 is the actual act itself. It's one parcel. It was given an emergency authorization to discharge to the district in 2008 without a district permit because the property is experiencing a pretty severe septic system failure. So they are already hooked up, so we're just trying to get them now in the district legalized paying taxes.
Members, any concern on these two items? All right, let's move on to, well, as a matter of fact, since we have the recorder going for public works, I call to order the committee on public works, parks, labor, and transportation as the vice chairman of that committee. The chairman doesn't mind that we do that, since Ms. Myers has made a motion for the first two items discussed and moved them for budget and public works.
Sure.
Ms. Myers,
for budget
committee.
Only, second.
Second
for
by
public works.
And second for public works by Ms. Williams. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Both items move forward.
Okay, items 4580, 81, and 82 are a resolution to set a public hearing, an environmental resolution, and the actual act to remove a single family residential parcel in the town of Harrison, East Sunset Lane. Out of the Mamaroneck Sewer District, it meets criteria for removal. We have no objection to this. We've done several on this street already.
I hate that.
Yes.
Is this because they have septic and
they have septic? They don't have any sewer in their neighborhood.
Try to convince them to sewer.
Yeah,
much better.
I agree, but.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, let's ask the question, is there a logical reason why they decline, or is there geological problems, or what is it?
This is one that, when you kind of look at it, the Mamaroneck Valley Sewer is not that far from the property. It's within 500 feet. When his properties were developed, it was done as a subdivision. Not sure why they didn't bring sewer in, but they got to be at least 20 years old.
So but it is accessible, and it would be accessible in a reasonable expense?
Probably not in a reasonable expense.
Why would that be?
There's some rock out there.
So there is a geological problem.
Yeah, there is some rock, some steep slopes that they have to deal with.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Because ordinarily the reason we will do this is because while they may be geographically close enough, geologically there's rock or something else
that does seem to be
makes
that
it impossible.
Out there.
Seems.
Have they ever gotten any kind of engineering study?
No.
And you've never done any engineering study, so you're going on.
No, we have a pretty set criteria. If it's, you know, we got this through consultation with the Board of Health. If it's more than 100 feet, we hold them in the district. If it's more than 100 feet, we don't have any cause to hold them in the district.
That seems not necessarily logical. If a property, I mean, isn't it our overall policy that the properties that are sewerable should be included in a district, and given that the history has already put them in the district, taking them out should be because there is no likelihood that they, financially or whatever, that they could continue, that they could ever get the service. But you're telling me now that we're basically making this decision on the basis of a rule of thumb, not on any analysis.
This criteria has been pretty much
right, but
consistently enforced for 10 years.
But has this particular property been reviewed to say that there is a rocky impediment.
Yes, it's just from, I know the area myself, being out there and mm-hmm. knowing where the trunk line is. It is right. fairly rocky.
So you're testifying that you have personal knowledge
yes.
that this property cannot be sewered easily because of a geological problem.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Sure. Yeah, any other concerns? I guess my question would be economic times, and you're talking about geological rocks and stuff like that. Families, you know, are really counting pennies these days, and if they ever change their mind, is it very difficult? And I know it's a two-step process for us here. Does this eliminate the possibility that they could ever join, or they could...
No, I mean, they have to petition to come back in the district. Right. They have to pay a surcharge to come back in. Just like if they've never been in the district, they do have to pay to come back in. It can't be done if they want, as long as we have capacity. We don't have capacity issues, so I don't see it being a problem long term.
Right. Yes.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. I just want to add that probably 2 years ago when then Legislator Avenanti, was chairing Committee on Environment and Energy, we had a thorough meeting on this criteria as to, if you recall that meeting, as to what could come in and what could come out. And so this was discussed probably 2 years ago, that 100 feet and those kind of things. And the, you know, quite honestly, as Legislator Marcotte just mentioned in a sidebar, the advantage to the homeowner is they've been paying sewer tax,
right?
And you know they're not getting the service, so
right. And that
they use restaurants, they use gas stations.
All right. Just to update Chairman Ryan, Mr. Ryan, we approve items 1 and 2 on the budget agenda 4563, 4562, and we are on discussion on item 4580, 4581, and 82.
I would move for budget.
Okay, and Mr. Harkin moves for budget on the 3 items.
We have a motion for Public Works.
Yes.
A motion for a second. All in favor of both committees?
Aye.
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 Opposed? This item is reported to the floor.
All right, and for the record, that was the 1 item in 3 identified in the budget agenda as 3, 4, and 5, with ID 4580, 4581, and 4582. And that ends the joint aspect of our committees, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this point, I entertain a motion for Public Works to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Second. All in favor? Okay, opposed. This meeting is now adjourned. Reminder to the committee and to the board, our regular Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation meeting will be held today at 4 o'clock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. All right. We